You refer to an experiment. Could you explain what you mean by that word?
I'm using a word that is a common word in human language, so obviously it's very limited and very... it isn't really an experiment. It is a collection of energy, almost like an energy vortex that begins to collect and collide and move and resonate. And this is, if you like, the subtle energy planes are all constantly doing this. The energy is resonance, it's never static. And so consequently, you get a collection, a vortex, a movement, a pulsation, a focus pulse, a movement, a swirl. And as that begins to happen, you could say that this is an experiment, this is an event. And if you like, the event happened around a physical planet. And inhabiting on that physical planet were lots of different sorts of animals. And different animals could attract or repel the intensity of this energy vortex. Like a dog cannot receive it because it's not configured. It hasn't emerged to that point. And there were certain animals, and one of them was humans. There are other animals that also have this in this plane of existence, and they are not human.
Would you like to...
No, not at the moment. I would like to focus on the human animal, but I would love to come back to that perhaps at a later time. So the humans are not the only ones that inhabit this earth. But if we focus on the humans, and this energy was pulsating, moving backwards, circle, movement, circle. And it then began to go into this, or part of it would go into this small animal called a human. But only a part of it. Because once it went into the small human, or part of it, the link was separate. And so consequently, the human animal can begin to change and evolve. And it will actually begin to even look different. The more it can wake up to connecting with the other energy that it is a part of.
So you're saying the greater a connection that humans can make with this energy, the more they change. How do they change in appearance?
You will see the skin begin to change, you will see the height of them begin to change, you will see the form of them to begin to change, you will see lots of characteristics about them. You will also see that the animal flesh will begin to resonate at a different level. And I have heard recently that there people are saying that the DNA structure is changing. This is what we would expect to see happen. The animal begins to actually become more energized. So normally the human animal is too small enough for only a small fragment of this energy to go into, actually exist. And instead, the human animal, with this very small fragment, had to try and wake up to be fed from its real self. Yeah? Or, if you forget about the human animal, the part of the soul that used the animal had to keep on being fed by its connection with its true self. Now, the condition was that all of the animals would go to sleep. Now, part of it is because when an animal, it's constantly breaking down, so it has to renew. So there's a biological reason for all dogs and cats and humans to sleep. But we discovered that in actual fact we could renew a clear energy connection with the facet of soul during sleep, because the animal body was doing something else. This is why a human being biologically can go on for days without sleep, but the human animal's mind begins to break down, because it is not its brain that actually helps it to function. It is its spiritual connection, and the brain is simply a receiver.